this Bhakti Shatak is written by Jagadguru Sri Kripaluji Maharaj. It contains 100. Shatak means a collection of 100 of something. So it has 100 dohas explaining the greatness of bhakti. Over the last couple of years, I've been working my way through all 100. And so far we've made it to the 85th doha. We completed up to the 85th doha in the last session. So I'm going to go further ahead this week and we'll finish up to the 100th. Just as a review, the Bhakti Shatak contains the explanation of Upanishads, Brahma Sutra, and Gita, which are called the Prasthan Trayi. These are the three scriptures that the other Jagat Gurus, like Shankaracharya, Nimbarkacharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, they all quoted from these scriptures to give the evidence, the pramar, for their philosophy. So prasthan trayi, three types of evidence that they gave. And they wrote big books in Sanskrit explaining Advaitvad, Vishishtadvaitvad, Vishuddhadvaitvad, Dvaitvad, Dvaitadvaitvad, all these different explanations of the divine philosophy. So Maharaji, he's the fifth Jagadguru, and he decided he's not going to write any big explanation in a big Sanskrit format like the previous Jagadgurus. Nor is he going to establish a new vad, a new type of explanation. He decided, I'm going to keep it simple so even ordinary people can understand, and I'm going to reconcile what all the previous Jagadgurus have said, because they all explained it slightly differently. This is true for all of Maharaji's writings and lectures. He is Nikhila Darshan Samanvayacharya. He reconciles all the apparent contradictions between what other saints and what all the scriptures say. So in this Bhakti Shatak, as we've seen through the first 85 dohas, Maharaji addresses some of the most confusing topics of Sanatana Dharma, and he elegantly and beautifully presents it in a way that we can not only understand, but apply in our life. As we go forward with the 86th doha, so if you turn to page 171, you'll see doha number 86. This is where we're going to start today. So we'll do a little bit of chanting first, and then I'll come back around and explain the meaning of this doha, and we'll do a few today. The last 10 or so of these dohas are all about the leelas of Sri Krishna. And leading up to that, we've got 3 or 4 which explain philosophy and our relationship with Sri Krishna. So we'll get started singing doha number 86. Radhe 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 Hey Radhe 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 हरि सुत कहा हरि दासी जड़ माया दुख देत बड़ अचरज पितु लखत नित तब हुन सुत सुधि लेत राधे राधे तब हुन सुत सुधि लेत दासी जड़ माया दुख दे लखत नित तब हुन सुत सुधि लेत राधे राधे हो हरि सुत कहा हरि दासी जड़ माया दुख देत बड़ अचरज पितु लखत नित तब हुन सुत सुधि लेत राधे राधे तब हुन सुत सुधि लेत हरि दासी जड़ माया राधे 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 राधे
This doha accomplishes two things. It makes us think about our relationship with Shri Krishna, and it teaches us some philosophy. Is dohe mein Shri Kripalu Ji Maharaj keh rahe hain ki hey Shri Krishna, main aapka beta hoon. Aap hi ne kaha hai ved mein, अमृतस्य वै पुत्राः, सारे जीव भगवान के पुत्र हैं। तो मैं पुत्र हूं और माया आपकी दासी है। मायाम तु प्रकृतिम विद्यान मायिनं तु महेश्वरम, श्वेताश्वत्रोपनिषद। माया भगवान की शक्ति है। दैवी येषा गुणमयी मम माया दुरत्यया। गीता श्री कृष्ण भी कहते हैं माया मेरी है, मेरी दैवी शक्ति है। सो दासी रघुबीर की समुझे मिथ्या सोपी, छुटे न राम कृपा बिनु नाथ कहु पद रूपी। तो माया आपकी शक्ति है, जड़ है, लेकिन आपकी दासी है। तो देखिए, मैं सुत हूं, माया आपकी दासी है, और आपकी दासी आपके पुत्र को दुख दे रही है, मार रही है, छोड़ती नहीं है। और आपको पता है, ऐसा नहीं है कि आपको पता नहीं है कि आपकी दासी आपके पुत्र को दुख दे रही है। संसार में ऐसा हो सकता है क्या? आपको पता है, आप देख रहे हैं, हाँ बहुत दुखी है, हाँ माया इसको कितना दुख दे रही है, मेरी दासी माया मेरे पुत्र को कितना दुख दे रही है, और बस देखते रहते हो, कुछ करते नहीं हो, माया को भगाते नहीं हो। ऐसे कैसे पिता हो तुम, ये कह रहे हैं कृपालु जी महाराज। तो कैसे कह रहे हैं भगवान से इतनी कड़ी बात? हाँ, अधिकार है, हम लोग रागानुगा भक्ति के उपासक हैं, हम रागानुगा भक्ति के अवलंबी हैं, तो हमको अधिकार है, हम कह सकते हैं। और कृपालु जी महाराज तो महापुरुष हैं, महापुरुष लोग तो कुछ भी कह सकते हैं भगवान से, क्योंकि ये तो एक हैं। लेकिन हम भी कह सकते हैं, हमारा कहने का अधिकार है, क्योंकि हम रागानुगा भक्ति के अवलंबी हैं। तो हम श्री कृष्ण को केवल भगवान ही नहीं मानते, अपना पिता मानते हैं, अपना दोस्त मानते हैं, अपना प्रियतम मानते हैं। तो ऐसे सीधे बात हम कर सकते हैं श्री कृष्ण से। तो पिताजी जरा समझाइए बात क्या है, आपने अपनी दासी को क्यों नहीं भगाया, मुझे इतना दुख देती है। सो हियर कृपालु जी महाराज हैज पुट फोर्थ अ क्वेश्चन टू श्री कृष्ण दैट लुक, आई एम योर सन बिकॉज ऑल द सोल्स आर द सन्स ऑफ गॉड, डॉटर्स ऑफ गॉड, वी आर ऑल हिज चिल्ड्रन। सो आई एम योर सन और आई एम योर चाइल्ड एंड माया इज योर सर्वेंट, इट सेज सो इन ऑल द स्क्रिप्चर्स। And this Maya, who is a servant of yours, is making me so unhappy. Maya gives me so much suffering every day. And you know about it. You're watching. You're supposed to be my father and you're letting your servant cause so much suffering to me? How is it so? There has never been such a bad father in the history of the world. It doesn't happen like this in the world. The father would scold the servant so badly. How dare you? But you're just watching. Ah, dukh de rahi hai. Achha. So why is it like this? This devotee, Kripaluji Maharaj, in the words of a devotee, is saying to Shri Krishna. So one important thing to take away from this, this devotee is accepting, I am your son. That's a big thing. Just to even think of complaining in this way, it means the devotee accepts, I'm your son. How have you abandoned me in Maya? That's a good first step. that even though we're complaining to him, there's humbleness in that. That I'm your son and I depend on you for everything. I'm surrendered to you, so why are you letting Maya cause me this much suffering? So that's part of what's in this Doha. The other part of what's in this Doha is understood. It's not explicitly explained. But what's understood is that the correct philosophy is contrary to what Maharaji has written here. What is the correct philosophy? The correct philosophy is that Maya is serving us, is helping us. What does it actually mean when Maya is giving us suffering? For instance, someone you thought was your friend doesn't really pay you any attention anymore. So that's like getting a, it's not literally a slap across the face, but it feels like that. So Maya gave you a slap. Then, let's say, somebody close to you died. That's like Maya gave you a kick. So Maya is giving us lots of slaps and kicks every day. Little ones, sometimes really big ones. What is Maya trying to tell us? Maya is saying, look, he's my Swami, Shri Krishna. Your father, he's my master, and I'm his servant. So I'm trying to tell you, don't come to me. You're coming to me looking for happiness, but happiness is in him. So if you come to me, I'm going to keep slapping and kicking you until you turn to him. In other words, Maya is our first guru, teaching us that yaha sukh nahi hai, waha sukh hai. So Maya लात मारती है जब तब हमको होश आता है कि हाँ यहाँ तो कितना दुख मिल रहा है कभी असली सुख नहीं मिला है और सारे महापुरुष और शास्त्रवेद कह रहे हैं कि सुख असली सुख भगवान में है तो माया यही बता रही है हमको कि हमारे पास मत आओ उधर आओ अपने पिताजी के पास जाओ और हम लोग जिद करते हैं नहीं तो मैं तुम्हारे पास ही आऊंगा तो माया कहती है ठीक है मैं भी जिद्दी हूं खा लो और चप्पल जूते सो माया इज जस्ट ट्राइंग टू कीप हेल्पिंग अस गो टुवर्ड्स गॉड गिविंग अस लिटिल बिट्स ऑफ सफरिंग समटाइम्स बिग सफरिंग्स टू मेक अस रियलाइज दैट जन्म मृत त्युजरा व्याधि दुख दोषानुदर्शनम गीता श्री कृष्ण says seeing the pain in being born look even being born the child comes into the world crying what a great start that's maya so it hurts being born janma mrityu it hurts to die jara It hurts to get diseased and injured and sick. Vyadhi, it hurts to get old. Everything starts hurting. Shri Krishna says, seeing all the suffering in all the stages of life, a person is supposed to realize that this world is not mine. Shri Krishna is mine. So Shri Krishna is saying, if you accept that I am your father, then just come to me. Just come to me. As soon as you turn to me, Maya will go away. Right now, our back is turned to Shri Krishna and we're facing Maya. That's why Maya has havi over us. Maya has effect over us and we're subject to all the sufferings of Maya. But the moment we turn away from Maya, and turn towards Shri Krishna, then Maya can't affect us. Turning from Maya towards Shri Krishna depends upon our understanding. Hum kya samajhte hain ki sukh Maya mein hai ki Bhagwan mein hai? Uske anusar, hum ya to Maya se सन्मुख रहेंगे या भगवान से सन्मुख बनेंगे। यदि हम समझते हैं कि मेरा सुख संसार में ही है, तब हम कभी भगवान की शरणागति में नहीं जाएंगे। भगवान से संसार मांगना शरणागति नहीं है, वो धोखा है। हम सोच रहे हैं कि मैं भक्ति कर रहा हूं, कैसी भक्ति, संसार मांग रहा हूं भगवान से, तो ये संसार की भक्ति हुई है, भगवान की भक्ति हुई ही नहीं। तो असली भक्ति का मतलब है कि मैं समझ गया हूं सुख भगवान में है, माया में नहीं है, इसलिए मेरी आशा भगवान की ओर है, तो मेरा मुख भगवान की ओर मुड़ गया है। That's what it means to turn towards God. You accept in your heart there is no perfect happiness in this world. Perfect happiness is in Shri Krishna, and then hope, long to meet Him and get perfect happiness from Him, then Maya is not going to bother you. So this is the philosophy in this 86th Doha. See if you guys can stop. There's two places where you have to stop. I'll signal you. In every line, you stop in the middle. Radhe, 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 Radhe. हरि सुत कहा हरि दासी जड़ माया दुख देत बड़ अचरज पितु लखत नित तब हुन सुत सुधि लेत राधे राधे तब हुन सुत सुधि लेत माया दुख दे कहा हरि सुत कहा हरि दासी जड़ माया दुख देत बड़ अचरज पितु लखत नित तब हुन सुत सुधि लेत राधे राधे तब हुन सुत सुधि लेत राधे 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 Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe.
The next doha again addresses the subject of mukti, which has come up several times in the Bhakti Shatak so far. Here Shri Maharaji says, Haridasi hai mukti sab. There are five muktis. He says, all of them are dasi of Shri Krishna. They are his servants. Mukti, actually, mukti means liberation. There are five different types of liberation. They all exist in a personal form, a divine personal form, like a divine goddess. And they're all servants of Shri Krishna. So Sarshti Mukti, Sarupya Mukti, Salokya Mukti, Samipya Mukti, Sayujya Mukti, these five muktis. They all exist in a personal form, and they are all servants of Shri Krishna. So Maharaji says, Haridasi hai mukti sab, sabai jeev haridas. Jeev, all the souls, are also said to be servants of Shri Krishna. Jeever swarup hoy krishner nitya das. Because we are ansh of Shri Krishna, and he is our anshi, it is our nature to serve him. It is our nature to love him, worship him, and serve him. So we are dasi of Shri Krishna. All the souls are his servants. And these five muktis are also das of Shri Krishna. So Maharaji says, Maha Mur Jo Swami Taji Kar Dasi Ki As. The one who asks for mukti, who wants to attain mukti, Maharaji says, Swami Taji, you're leaving the Swami, the master of mukti, Shri Krishna, leaving him, you're going to the shelter of mukti? Mahamur, he says, there's no greater foolishness than this. Karadasi ki as, you're looking hopefully towards the servant when the master is there and willing to give himself to you. This is a philosophy which Shri Maharaji keeps emphasizing because it's a big confusion in the world. Everybody thinks moksha is the aim of life. But moksha is just the bare minimum. See, what we want is freedom from suffering and perfect happiness. Hum log dukkha nivritti aur ananda prapti chahte hain. So, what is moksha? Moksha means freedom from suffering forever. So, moksha or mukti. This is like a, let's say, your base salary. No matter how hard you work, you're going to get it, right? So, if you surrender to God, you do bhakti, you surrender to Him with His grace, what's the bare minimum you can get? Mukti. There's nothing less he could give you. If you surrender to him, he has to give you mukti from maya. So without doing anything else, without asking for anything else, you're going to get mukti anyway. Just like you're going to get paid your base salary, no matter how much you work. But there might be some bonuses included in your contract, right? So if you work harder, you produce more, you get these bonuses.
it just asking for mukti is like ignoring all those possible bonuses. Or like in your car, you have just the, you know, the bare minimum with none of the options. Well, what if all the options were free? Who wouldn't want all those extras that you can get in a car? The rear view camera, the side sensors that tell you when you're going out of your lane. All these things, you can get these options, right? But you pay more for them. Well, what if they were all free? Who wouldn't take them? So everything beyond mukti is free because you've already surrendered to Shri Krishna. You've already done devotion, purified your heart, surrendered to Him. You got His grace. Now, whatever you want, you get it. So just asking for mukti is like just saying, oh no, it's fine, I'll just go without the options even though all the options are free. You're going to get mukti anyway. You have to get the basic plan, kam se kam. You have to get the car with no options, right? That's like mukti. And you can go beyond that. You can have the divine vision of Shri Krishna. You can be a part of His leelas. You can be His best friend. You can be His beloved. You have all these other options beyond mukti. See, there's a divine goddess called Brahma Vidya. Gyani log gyan marg ke dwara apne antahkaran shuddh kar dete hain. तब उनको आत्मज्ञान मिलता है उसके बाद जब भगवान के शरण में जाते हैं भक्ति के द्वारा और भगवान की कृपा मिलती है तब ये ब्रह्म विद्या ब्रह्म ज्ञान मिलता है तो ये ब्रह्म विद्या एक शक्ति है उनकी कृपा से ज्ञानियों को ब्रह्म ज्ञान होता है और उसके द्वारा उनको मुक्ति मिलती है तो एक बार जावाली मुनि पद्म पुराण में कहानी है कि एक बार जावाली मुनि जा रहे थे जंगल में तो उन्होंने देखा है कि एक बहुत सुंदर देवी बैठी हैं ध्यान मग्न तो ठहरे और जब उस देवी ने अपनी आंखों को खोला तो उन्होंने पूछा कि देवी आप कौन हैं तो उन्होंने बताया कि मैं ब्रह्म विद्या हूं तो आप किसका ध्यान कर रही थी उन्होंने बताया कि मैं श्री कृष्ण का ध्यान कर रहा था ब्रह्मानंदेन पूर्णाहम तेनानंदेन तृप्तधीः तथापि शून्यमात्मानं मन्ये कृष्ण रतिं बिना मैं श्री कृष्ण का ध्यान कर रही थी क्योंकि उनके प्रेम के वंचित हूं तो वैसे मैं ब्रह्मानंद से परिपूर्ण हूं तृप्त हूं लेकिन तथापि अंदर शून्यता का अनुभव होता है क्यों क्योंकि श्री कृष्ण का प्रेम नहीं प्राप्त किया है ब्रह्म विद्या कह रही है सो आई जस्ट टोल्ड द स्टोरी ऑफ ब्रह्म विद्या द पर्सोनिफाइड डिवाइन नॉलेज ऑफ गॉड विथ हुज ग्रेस द ज्ञानीज गेट लिबरेशन शी वॉज सिटिंग इन मेडिटेशन एंड अ ग्रेट सेज सॉ हर एंड आस्क्ड What are you meditating on? And she said, I'm meditating on Shri Krishna because even though I am completely absorbed in the bliss of formless God, Brahmanand, the bliss of liberation, yet I still feel a void within me because I haven't gotten to experience the divine love of Shri Krishna. So here Shri Maharaj is saying, why would you go to mukti? When mukti is just a dasi of Shri Krishna. Mukti kahe gopalate meri mukti bataya. The muktis went to Shri Krishna one time. Gopal ke paas gayin muktiyan. So they said, tell us how we can get liberation. Hamari mukti bataiye, kaise ho jayegi. So Shri Krishna said, teri mukti? Why do you need to be liberated? He said, because we haven't attained your divine love. So we are also under bondage. Shri Krishna graced them to go down to Braj and become gopis. So they did get to experience the divine love of Shri Krishna as gopis. There were different types of gopis. There were like higher ranking gopis, you can say, like the 8 personal aides of Radharani, and then those who served them and those who served them. So these muktis, they came as gopis who did what someone would consider to be very menial service, filling the water jugs and bringing it to the gopis so they can do whatever is required, washing the floor in Radha's palace, cooking for Radharani, bathing Radharani. So they had the seva of just going and filling the water jug and bringing it. In other words, they were the servants of the servants of the servants of Radha and Krishna. They were the servants of the higher ranking gopis. So imagine, we have the potential to become like one of those gopis. In other words, to go beyond mukti. Mukti would be serving us if we became a gopi. So why would we go to mukti and ask for her grace? Why would we desire mukti when we could have something far beyond that? That is what Shri Kripaluji Maharaj has explained in this doha. If you only ask for mukti, you don't get the divine love of Shri Krishna. You don't get to be with him in a playful way in his divine abode and take part in the leelas. You don't get that. So that's why Maharaj is saying, don't ask for mukti, just go straight to Shri Krishna. Muktim dadasi karhi chitsmana bhakti yogam bhagavatam. Shri Krishna is very quick to give mukti. हाँ बहुत खुश होके आपको मुक्ति दे देंगे हाँ उनकी छुट्टी हो जाती है क्योंकि यदि आप मुक्ति नहीं मांगेंगे उनसे तो फिर उनका ऐसा हाल होता है कि अब मैं क्या दूँ मुक्ति नहीं मांगा संसार भी नहीं मांगा अच्छा बाकी क्या है अच्छा अपने आप दे देता हूँ he gives himself if you don't ask for anything else फिर फंस गए श्री कृष्ण फंस जाते हैं क्योंकि जब अपने आप को समर्पित कर दिया अपने भक्त को तो फिर जो भक्त कहेगा वही करना पड़ेगा इसीलिए मैया यशोदा बांध रही हैं उखल से इसीलिए मैया डरा रही हैं सांटी से इसीलिए ठाकुर जी रो रहे हैं मैया की गोदी में जाने के लिए क्योंकि अब भक्त के पराधीन हो गए भगवान भगवान नहीं रहा उनकी भगवत्ता बाहर फेंक दिया भक्त ने और अपने अधीन बना दिया अपने प्रेम से अपने निष्काम प्रेम से भगवान को अधीन बना दिया इतनी शक्ति है इतना पोटेंशियल है मनुष्य में सो इफ वी डोंट आस्क श्री कृष्ण फॉर लिबरेशन He says, okay, then you haven't asked anything from me, I'll give you myself. And then he forgets his godliness. He leaves behind his almightiness and he just becomes yours. Completely and totally yours. And there's no formality or separation between you and him anymore. So if you want that, don't ask for mukti. Just go straight to him in your heart. Just say, I want you.
राधे 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 Hari dasi hai mukti sab sab jeev Hari das mahamurdh jo swami taji kar dasi ki aas radhe radhe kar dasi ki aas Mahamurdh jo swami taji kar dasi ki aas radhe radhe ho hari dasi hai mukti sab sab jeev Hari das mahamurdh jo swami taji kar dasi ki aas radhe radhe kar dasi ki aas Radhe 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 Radhe
Tonight I'll explain one more doha. In doha number 88, Maharaji makes a very interesting statement. Vandaniya hai Upanishad, yame gyan mahan, sham prema binu gyan so prana heen tanu jaan. He says that the Upanishads are great. They contain, they're a treasure of knowledge. And they have very important knowledge. But knowledge alone is not enough. Knowledge should lead to love for Shri Krishna. And to develop love for Shri Krishna, we need the descriptions of the Leelas. The knowledge is good. We learn, I'm a soul, he's God, I'm Ansh, he's Anshi. We're learning technically, how am I related to Shri Krishna? It's good. But after you get that down, then you want something more. You want to love him by hearing about his leelas. How did he play with the Gwalbals? How did he interact with the gopis? How was he with Mother Yashoda? Hearing these leelas really helps a devotee's love develop. So Veda Vyasji himself has said, Mrisha girasta hyasati rasat katha nakathyate. He says that knowledge that is without the ras of the leelas. He uses the word leelavatar. Leelavatar is Krishna and Ram. There's a ras in those leelas and there's material there for the devotees. So, nakathyate yad bhagavan dhokshaja. There's not enough there for the devotees to really fall in love with Shri Krishna. So Vedavyasji says, he asati, that knowledge, bhale hi wo upanishadon ka gyan ho, that knowledge that doesn't describe the leelas of Shri Krishna is asati. Sati means faithful, loyal. That knowledge which is just dry knowledge and doesn't describe the loving leelas of Shri Krishna, he says asati is unfaithful, unloyal. And buddhiman log vibhriyan nadhira, jo dhir log hai uska sevan nahi karte, usko apanate nahi hai. Such strong words from Vedavyas, who is the one who reproduced all those Vedas and Upanishads. So there is value in that knowledge, but that knowledge alone is dry and technical, so it's meant to give us a foundation of understanding, but then we have to progress beyond that and develop our love for Shri Krishna through hearing his leelas. And that's what we're going to do going forward. Starting in Doha number 91, there are 10 Dohas where Sri Maharajji beautifully describes the leelas of Shri Krishna, of his time in Braj, and how we can love him according to how those Brajvasis loved him. So we'll sing this final Doha for tonight, and we'll continue further ahead tomorrow.
Radhe 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 Upanishad ya me gyan mahan shyam prem binu gyan so pranahin tanu jan radhe radhe pranahin tanu jan Yami Gyan Maha Pranahina Tanu Jan Radhe Radhe Vandaniya hai Upanishad yame gyan mahan Shyam prem binu gyan so pranahin tanu jan Radhe Radhe pranahin tanu jan ज्ञान महान हो राधे 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 राधे
बोलिए अलबेली सरकार की जय।